Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
I don't think the Bible has anything to say about Social Security, does it, Ed?
The Bible? I was
the Bible
and wrong on volcanoes.
I'll tell you what, Google the Bible and Social Security and see what pops up.
It's in Second Hezekiah.
All right. Chris Woodward is joining us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Hey, well, we didn't have any choice. Steve Jordahl is not here this week. You're his replacement. If you go down with an injury, I don't know what we'll do.
I'll phone it in. I'll still call in.
If you go in with an injury.
Right. So we're counting on you, Chris. Hey, in just a little while, we're going to have the great thing about this particular program is we can do all kind of things here.
Right.
Because I'm the president, and Ed's the vice president, so there's nobody here to tell us we can't do stuff.
Right.
Certainly not me.
So, see, Chris is not going to tell us we can't do stuff.
Brent sometimes does because he said, no, we can't do that.
We can't, technically.
Technically, yeah.
But editorially.
Right. We can get ourselves in trouble on our own.
On our own.
Right. Like we did last segment.
We're going to have a treat for you. There's some singers here from the Bedour Center in North Mississippi. And they are, this is a facility that houses men and women, adults with intellectual disabilities. That's how they describe themselves. They're located in Senatobia, Mississippi. So they're mentally challenged adults, but they travel around and they sing Christian.
Love the Lord.
They love the Lord. They sing Christian songs and praise songs, and they minister to people. And it's a wonderful ministry that is done there at the Bedour Center, in Senatobia, Mississippi. Well, they've traveled over an hour and a half to be with us here today at American Family. And they are performing now for our staff. We can see them out the window here performing for our staff. And the executive director is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to tell us about this very special ministry that they have.
Then we're going to serve them lunch. We're going to staff. We're going to eat with them.
And hopefully we're going to be able to play some of the concert they're doing live.
Right.
So they're going to be performing live here for our staff, and we're going to put a microphone out there and hear these wonderful.
This will be one of those times when Brent may say, no, we can't do it. It's not working. And in which case, we do have a CD.
Right.
We'll play a kind of a clip so folks can hear.
So that's coming up in just a few minutes. And we'll make you aware of the Bedour Center because you may have a family member, for example, who would qualify for going there. We'll tell you about the ministry of the Bedour, Bedour Center. Chris Woodward, good morning again, Chris.
Yes.
Good afternoon if you're living on the East Coast, but you're not, Chris.
No, I'm not. I'm here in the present Central Time. Born in Central Time, I'll die in Central Time.
Born and raised in Central Time.
Chris, Ed and I, we want at least a minute or two of good news.
Okay.
I don't know when you want to bring that.
Yes. Well, I'll start off with this. President Trump is looking to continue his promise to help veterans pursue better health care.
That is good news.
Yes.
That is good.
President Trump is expected to sign legislation today, paving the way for a major overhaul of the Department of Veterans Affairs and expanding veterans' access to VA-funded care in the private sector. The measure, which passed both chambers of Congress last month, with overwhelming bipartisan support, delivers on a key campaign promise for the president, who pledged to provide veterans with more non-VA health care choices. Coincidentally, this occurs on the anniversary of D-Day. What do you guys think?
June 6th. Well, listen, we have said whatever you think about President Trump and his tweets and his personality. I have to say, I'm not sure I can remember a president who was more intentional about fulfilling his campaign promises as President Trump. I mean, I just gotta say, this was one of his big promises. Mm-hmm. He said, we've got to take care, and I'll tell you what, here you won't hear this often either. Tip of the hat to both Republicans and Democrats for making this legislation possible and passing it, because we need to take care of our veterans. I don't know what's in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that this is going to make things better for men and women who have served by giving them more health care options, even outside the technically VA system.
Yeah, there's an old saying that if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it.
Right.
Giving you some details here, this is from USA Today. It's known as the VA Mission Act. It would direct the VA to combine a number of existing private care programs, including the so-called CHOICE program, which was created under Obama in 2014 after veterans died waiting for appointments at the Phoenix VA. This also follows something we covered to a certain extent last week. The president signed a so-called Right to Try bill, which would allow people with terminal conditions to have access to drugs and treatments not fully approved yet by the FDA. That's something he called for in the State of the Union. Lawmakers got to work. They've followed up on this. Certainly, we'll see more of this, presumably, in the Senate, because yesterday, as you guys are aware, Senator McConnell said we're going to cut down on the August recess, and we're actually going to get to work, get some things done in the appropriations, make sure nominees are appointed. So senators may actually follow up on this and do more of what people have been calling for years now.
You know, these are things, this kind of stuff makes voters happy.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that, good grief, both parties should be able to agree on. And let's let both parties take credit for when they go back to their home districts and say, look, we passed this legislation. And this is another thing where I think most Americans go, look, that's a no-brainer. If you are in a fight for your life, you battling terminal cancer, mm-hmm. and you want to try something that's not been approved by the FDA, let the person do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no ideological dog in that fight. There's no reason why a law like that shouldn't be passed in a bipartisan fashion, and apparently it was.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Oh, yeah. One of the other things we're going to be following up on is something Fred mentioned in the first hour of the show. We have more job openings than we do people that are unemployed. I'm going to try to make some calls today on that and figure out what, if anything, that means for employers that you have job openings not being filled, and how do we as an economy take steps to make sure that those jobs are filled. A lot of people have been talking about doing things in the way of college, shortening the amount of time, doing more vocational skills, training, things like that. So we'll be following up with that, as Fred mentioned, in the first hour, and trying to get some answers.
And sometimes people will say, well, good grief, you got job openings, you got unemployed people. What's the problem? Well, sometimes the jobs aren't where the unemployed people are. So maybe, you know, Congress or states, it doesn't have to always be Congress,
mm-hmm.
maybe they can figure out ways to try to help people go where the jobs are.
Right.
That's sometimes, if you're unemployed and you're on welfare, you're not going to have a lot of cash to pack up your house and move. I'm not sure who can help in those circumstances, but sometimes that's the problem.
Oh, sure.
So somebody, whether it's a community or a state or the feds, they ought to be able to try to figure out a way to try to get the unemployed to where the jobs are.
Mm-hmm. One other thing just to bring to our listeners' attention. A lot of people in this day and age order things online. They have things shipped to their house, UPS, FedEx, U.S. Postal Service, what have you. There is a story, CNN actually had this coverage today. The Teamsters and UPS could be heading toward the nation's largest strike in decades. Yesterday, the union announced that members voted more than 90% in favor of going on strike if a deal is not reached before the current labor contract expires on August 1st. We'll see more of this in the coming weeks. But long story short, this could impact deliveries to your home. That's why it's a story for people who don't normally pay attention to Teamsters and UPS news stories.
You know, Amazon is, they're geniuses in so many ways. One of them is putting that little smile on the outside of their box, because who doesn't like coming home and seeing one of those in your, you know, leaning up against your door or something like that? Now, I'll say this, you know, there's stories around the country of people who go up to someone's house. We live out in the country, so you have to be really intentional to steal one of our packages. I only order books. That's all I get. My wife gets other stuff from Amazon. And I just sometimes think, if someone were to ever come by my house and steal my package, how disappointed do you think they're going to be? Someone who's such a lowlife that they go up to somebody's house and steal a package from Amazon, and then they open it up and it's a book.
Yeah.
The, you know, the one thing that...
On the Ten Commandments.
On the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal, pal. But boy, are they disappointed when they open it up and hoping to see an iPad or something like that. Right. It's a book.
Yeah.
Usually on history.
I wonder if door thieves like that, do they shake the box? You know, before they take
probably
it?
Probably run.
They run. Usually when you see the video of it, they just run. And which is even worse.
But if you shook the box, you might have an idea what you're getting, an iPad or a book. You know
what I'm saying? I don't know. They're packed with those bubble wrap things in there. Okay. But thieves.
Right.
I don't want to go on a rampage. I don't want some of our listeners who are thieves.
Are you going to judge thieves?
Yeah, I'm going to judge them.
Go ahead, judge them.
I'm just going to judge them. You go on someone's porch.
Yeah.
And take their package.
Right.
Yeah.
You're low life.
I have heard of people in recent months where they were having this problem, particularly around Christmas, and so they decided to kind of get back by putting junk and garbage inside the box and rewrapping the box and having the people run away with like their trash.
One guy put a shotgun shell under it, and the person picked it up. It was a booby trap. Didn't hurt him.
I remember
that. But it made a lot loud noise.
Don't try this at home, folks.
Right. So
you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net.
So if we have somebody who's listening who is a thief and they were offended by what I just said.
That's conviction.
Yes. Email at
Email us?
Email us and let us know that you were offended by our comments.
Are you going to respond to them?
Yes.
Their email?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll send them a copy of the Ten Commandments.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Well, as I told you a few minutes ago, we have in studio and in our offices today some singers from the Bedour Center in Senatobia, Mississippi, which is about an hour and a half away from where we are here in Tupelo. And these folks are sharing in song today with our staff, and we're going to share in a lunch, too, a little bit later on. And the director of the Bedour Center is in studio with us, Park Pepper, and he's executive director of the Bedour Center. Good morning, Park.
Good morning.
I got to say, Park Pepper is one of the all-time great names. I mean, that's going to be in a book somewhere.
Better than mine.
Park Pepper. I mean, that's a cool name.
Sounds like a superhero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Before he changes clothes.
Secret agent Park Pepper.
Park Pepper. Sorry about that, Park.
That's fine.
I usually try to hold this program to a high standard, and then I had Ed to deal with here.
That's right.
To keep him under control here.
I had a hard time when I was a child with that name, but as I got older, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, tell us about the group of folks you brought over from Senatobia today to be with us. What does the Bedour Center do, and what's your ministry?
I'll tell you. Let's start with the choir.
Okay.
I have the privilege today of visiting with y'all, traveling with our choir, The Miracles. The Bedour Center is a community that serves persons, adults with intellectual disabilities in Senatobia, Mississippi. We actually serve people from roughly half the states in the United States. So we're serving folks who are from California, Colorado, New York, Florida, and in between.
How many?
Roughly 150.
That live on campus?
Yes, sir.
And before we get to the music ministry part of it, if there are people listening to us right now and they want to look into the possibility, maybe they have a family member or a church member or a friend who may qualify for living on campus at the Bedour Center, what do they need to do?
The easiest way would be to visit our website, which is www.badour.org.
Are you full?
We are not.
You know, you have some space.
We have some openings. Okay. We also we have an admissions team. There's a page on the website that answers questions, provides persons information about anything admissions wise.
Now, there's your choir. Mm-hmm. So you go on the road with your choir. You do.
This choir travels typically 2 to 3 weekends each month across the year, and they travel. They usually make mostly local: Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas. A lot
How many of
them? Mid South. There's 26, 27 choir members, and again, they'll at some point in their typical program, they will introduce themselves, share what city and state they're from and talk just briefly about themselves, like a short bio, because it connects mm-hmm. people to people.
They're singing out here for our staff live right now, and we've tried to wire it where we could hear them. So what you're about to hear, folks, is a live concert 25 feet from where we're sitting with the Bedour Center singers. They're called the Miracles. So let's hear what they're sharing with our staff out there in the devotion room. The Bedour Center Miracles, and they are with us today in Tupelo sharing with our staff here at American Family Association and American Family Radio. They are described as a nationally renowned choir of musically gifted adults with intellectual disabilities. So it's you describe this, the Bedour Center, as a home or... How do you describe it?
Home away from home. I'd like to describe the mission very simply. We provide an environment where the persons that we serve are supported in a way where they can live, learn, work, worship, and play.
So do they take care of themselves?
They do. We provide supports. We have different levels of living on campus, and folks, they learn. Many come to the center with some of these skills, but they'll learn to cook and they have jobs and they have social lives and we try to provide and aim to provide a full life. And that's one of the things that probably makes Bedour Center so neat, because we're pretty skilled at doing that.
Where that voice you've heard speaking is Park Pepper. He's executive director for the Bedour Center, and we are hosting the Miracles, which is the choir that you just heard. Park, let me ask you this: as I look outside our studio into our devotion room where the choir is and some of our staff, I see a number of individuals there with gray hair. So they may be recently come to the Bedour Center, or, and this is what I want to ask you, have some of these folks been there for a long, long time? And
Buddy announced a minute ago, I know that y'all have just recently celebrated your 40th birthday that AFA has. Bedour Center actually turns 40 in December of this year.
Okay.
So we're approximately the same age, but we have a number of residents who have lived at Bedour Center for a lengthy period of time.
Yeah.
And it's a... it's a testament to the testimony to the type of care in the place.
You know, there's America is a very generous country, and the Christian church in our land is very caring and generous traditionally for many different parts of our society who are in need. But I just haven't heard much attention given to the folks that you're helping, and that is the folks with intellectual disabilities who are adults. Children get a lot of attention, as well they should, and we hear about those ministries. But if you have an intellectual disability, you know, one day you're going to be 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and beyond, and you're going to still need people to care about you, you know?
You know what's important? We tell folks, I love it because residents say this for themselves, we're not fixing anybody at Bedour Center because nobody's broken. We're trying to help we're trying to help people support their own lives. I mean, I think it was very fitting, if you allow me. We cut into their song, on their theme song, We Are His Miracles. And the chorus goes, we will never reach perfection till we see him face to face. We are his miracles, miracles of grace. Every opportunity I ever have to speak in public, I always end with that chorus. And I pause for effect, and I say, somebody in the crowd, if they're honest, will say invariably, oh, isn't that sweet, looking at the people who are in the choir with an intellectual disability, only failing to realize that I would argue that many of the folks there are much nearer to that perfection than you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, who's the choir director?
John Matlock. Been here 5 years.
John, and he's a choir director. Does he separate them into the four singing food groups?
He does. He does.
The sopranos.
He tries.
Tenors.
Tenors, basses, and the tenors. Right. And the altos.
Yes. Yeah. The altos. Well, listen, Park, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing with us. And if people, again, want to look into the Bedour Center, where do they need to go?
Please visit our website at www.bedour.org.
By the way, do you rely on people giving to support, or is this supported by those who are there?
The financial system in general, the residents pay tuition annually. That's a challenge. It's a considerable burden for families because there's no graduation.
Right.
We do actively fundraise and have to raise a significant amount of support annually.
So if somebody's listening and they say, wow, I didn't know that existed, and they want to help, they can go to your website. Once you give it again.
Just like there's admissions information, there's donation information.
Okay. Yes, give the website again, Park.
www.bedour.org.
B-A-D-D-O-U-R.
That's correct.
.org.
All right. Well, Lord bless you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
And your whole ministry team out there, the singers.
It's a blessing.
Amen. Thank you so much. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. We're just about out of time. We want to thank you for your time listening to the program today. Hey, Chris, real quickly, I want to make people aware of OneNewsNow.com because we put a lot of time, energy, and effort into this website. Fred Jackson's our leader there, and you and the rest of the team.
Yeah, Chad, Jody, everybody.
So I want people to, this doesn't cost anything, to take advantage of our news each and every day.
Right. Well, OneNewsNow.com is the website for American Family News. That's what you hear every hour at the top of every hour on this great station. OneNewsNow.com is our website. You can find many of the same stories that you hear on American Family News, as well as we have columns. We have a lot of Associated Press material, political cartoons. You may even see a few sports stories on occasion. Our Bill Bumpus does a lot of the faith-based sports stories, ministry stuff, and we'll try to put together something for the coming hours featuring our singers that are on campus here today.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thanks to Ed and Brent and Fred. And we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Hope you have a wonderful day, folks. Stay tuned to AFR as we bring you news and information and Bible teaching and other things that hopefully will inspire and encourage you in your walk with Christ throughout the day. We'll see you tomorrow.